Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Before getting aboard, Dhruva Maharaj worshipped the airplane, circumambulated it, and also offered obeisances to the associates of Vishnu. In the meantime, he became as brilliant and illuminating as molten gold. He was thus completely prepared to board the transcendental plane. Please repeat after me. Before getting aboard, Dhruva Maharaj worshipped the airplane, circumambulated it, and also offered obeisances to the associates of Vishnu. In the meantime, he became as brilliant and illuminating as molten gold. He was thus completely prepared to board the transcendental plane. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the absolute world, the plane, the associates of Lord Vishnu and Lord Vishnu himself are all spiritual. There is no material contamination. In quality, everything there is one. As Lord Vishnu is worshipable, so also are his associates, his paraphernalia, his airplane, and his abode. For everything of Vishnu is as good as Lord Vishnu. Dhruva Maharaj knew all this very well. As a pure Vaishnava, he offered his respect to the associates and to the plane before riding in it. But in the meantime, his body changed into spiritual existence, and therefore it was illuminating like molten gold. In this way, he also became one with the other paraphernalia of Vishnu Loka. Mayavadi philosophers cannot imagine how this oneness can be achieved even in different varieties. Their idea is oneness is that there is no variety. Therefore, they have become impersonalists. As Shishumara, Vishnu Loka or Dhruva Loka are completely different from the material world. So a Vishnu temple within this world is also completely different from this material world. As soon as we are in a temple, we should know very well that we are situated differently from the material world. In the temple, Lord Vishnu, his throne, his room, and all other things associated with the temple are transcendental. The three modes, Sattva-gun, Rajagun, and Tamagun, have no entrance into the temple. It is said, therefore, that to live in the forest is in the mode of goodness, to live in the city is in the mode of passion, and to live in the brothel, liquor shop, or slaughterhouse is in the mode of ignorance. But to live in the temple means to live in Vaikuntha Loka. Everything in the temple is as worshipable as Lord Vishnu or Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Paritabharcha dhrishtagram parshadabhivandacha yesha tadadhishthayatum vibhradrupam hiranmayam. Before getting aboard, Dhruva Maharaj worshipped the airplane, circumambulated it, and also offered obeisances to the associates of Vishnu. In the meantime, he became as brilliant and illuminating as molten gold. He was thus completely prepared to board the transcendental plane. So, it's a very beautiful purport. So, Dhruva Maharaj is now going back to Godhead. His stay in the material nature came to an end. And he, because he achieved his spiritual perfection, the associates came from the spiritual sky to take him back to Godhead. And here we can see how one goes back to Godhead. Chariot came for him. Generally, when we die, we have to deal with that situation all by ourselves, all alone. There is a saying, we came to this world alone and we also have to leave this world also alone. But here we are seeing that for a pure devotee who has achieved his spiritual perfection, the associates of the Lord come to escort him to the spiritual sky in a very, very special vehicle. Going back, he doesn't have to struggle to go back there. He is just, the vehicle comes, all he has to do is get into the vehicle. So that is how the Supreme Personality of Godhead takes care of his devotees. You surrender yourself to Krishna and Krishna will take care of you in all respects. That is Krishna's promise. Those who surrender unto Krishna, Krishna takes care of him. Rather, Krishna takes care of them in all respects. So much so that not only he takes care of them, their material needs, but at the end of this material life, their spiritual need is also achieved. Spiritual need is also fulfilled. And on the devotee's part, there is respect. Shraddha. In the spiritual plane, everything continues. In the material plane, one phase ends, the other phase begins. Like you finish your studies in school, you leave the school behind, you go to the college. You finish the college education behind, and then you leave it behind and go to the university. Then you leave your educational institution behind, then you get a job and enter into an office. So one phase we take and the other phase is left behind. But in the spiritual platform, it continues to be with us. Nothing is lost. We don't leave behind everything. Everything continues to remain. Just for example, Ado Shraddha. After Shraddha comes what? Sadhu Sangha. Now does it mean that when we have Sadhu Sangha, we leave Shraddha behind? Shraddha continues. Shraddha continues. Not only with the Sadhu Sangha, throughout Shraddha will continue. Throughout, Sadhu Sangha will continue. It is not that when you go to Bhajana Kriya, we give up the Sadhu Sangha and get into Bhajana Kriya. And not that when we go into Anartha Nivritti, we leave behind Bhajana Kriya. No, everything continues. In Sadhu Sangha, Shraddha continues. All throughout, Shraddha will continue. Now this is what Prabhupada is pointing out in this verse. We see Dhruva Maharaj's attitude. He doesn't have Shraddha only for Krishna. He has Shraddha for Krishna's associates, those who came. He is offering them respectful obeisances. And not only he offers respectful obeisances to the associates of the Lord, but he circumambulated the chariot, offering respect to the chariot. Because in his eyes, everything is spiritual and everything is worshipable. Therefore, everything is an object of Shraddha. So Shraddha is actually most important. It's the beginning and it is the foundation of Krishna consciousness. If we don't have Shraddha, we won't be able to enter into spiritual life. If we give up Shraddha, if we lose Shraddha, we will lose our right to remain in the spiritual plane. We have to be very, very careful about that, because sometimes it happens. Familiarity breeds contempt. We notice that devotees, because of their familiarity with the other devotees, sadhu sangha, they don't recognize the importance of sadhu sangha. They think, oh, I have become so advanced, I don't have to respect anybody. I have become advanced. No, that is not a sign of advancement. That is a sign of falling down. The sign will be, the real sign of advancement will be, our Shraddha will keep on increasing. Incidentally, the other day when I was in Mayapur, there was a program with the Bhakti Vriksha devotees from Calcutta. And there were 1300 Bhakti Vriksha devotees came to participate. That's why I actually went to Mayapur to take part in that program. They requested me to come. And the first day's topic was Shraddha. In the association of devotees. Did anybody watch the program? Okay, so then I can repeat it what I said. Otherwise probably you would get bored. Then again, also in spiritual life, repetition is not boring. Prabhupada is pointing out that is the spiritual nature, the nature of the spiritual reality. That we say, for example, we chant Hare Krishna. We keep chanting. For how many years we are chanting? Many of us are chanting for 30-40 years. Did you get bored chanting Hare Krishna? We never get bored. We never get tired. Every morning, the first thing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
So in spiritual platform, we just continue doing whatever we are doing. And we find that it never becomes boring. It's always meaningful. It's always coming. We're reading Bhagavad Gita. Again and again and again we read. So similarly in Krishna consciousness, we may keep on hearing one thing again and again. But the wonderful thing is that they will come with different meanings or different enlightenment. Not different, but more revelation. It's not different, rather comes with more revelation. Revelation means more awareness. More awareness. More spiritual realization. Anyway, so in that I was giving a few examples like how Shraddha is the basis for spiritual life, and it is because of Shraddha that one, Shraddha is the indication of one's spiritual advancement. And in that respect I gave a few examples. One example was Arjuna. Arjuna was in a very difficult situation. Like, he is actually hiding as Brihannala. When Arjuna was in the heavenly planet, then Urvashi cursed Arjuna that for 1 year Arjuna will become an eunuch. Eunuch means neither a man nor a woman. So, and Arjuna took advantage of that when he was hiding in the incognito in the palace of King Drupad. Arjuna became neither a woman nor a man. And he assumed the title Brihannala, and he became the dance teacher of the princess Uttara. He was a dance teacher, and so Arjuna was teaching dance, and Kauravas attacked Drupad's kingdom, and it was a very critical situation because the Trigartas, the enemies of Virat, who were actually the allies of Duryodhan, they attacked Drupad because they thought it was a good opportunity to attack, because Drupad's general Kichak was killed by Bhima. Everybody thought it was a Gandharva who actually killed Kichak. But that Gandharva was Bhima himself. He was hiding there as a cook. Bhima was the cook. And Draupadi was a Shairendri. Shairendri means the hairdresser of the queen. And queen's brother, Kichak, made some unpleasant approach to Draupadi and insulted Draupadi in front of everybody, like kicked her in front of. Draupadi ran when he approached, tried to molest Draupadi. So Draupadi ran into the king's court, and there Kichak actually caught her and kicked her. And so in this way Draupadi was insulted, and Bhima became, when he got to know that, he became so furious, so he made a plan. Anyway, I don't want to get into the elaborate description of that. The thing was, Bhima killed Kichak. Kichak Vadh is a very interesting episode of Mahabharata. Bhima beat him up. Actually, Bhima gave vent to his anger in such a way when he killed him that Kichak's body didn't have any shape. His flesh, his bone, everything was beaten to pulp. It was just a lump of flesh. That was Kichak. So anyway, Kichak was a very powerful general of the king. So when the news reached the enemies of Virat that Kichak is dead, so they thought it is a good opportunity to attack him. So Trigartas, which were the vowed enemies of Virat, they attacked Drupad. So Drupad went with his entire army to face the enemy. And at that time there was no one left, no male member left in the family. in the palace. The only one was the minor prince, Uttar. So at that time, the Kauravas, Duryodhan and his party, including Bhishma, Drona and all, Karna, Kripa, everybody, and the entire army, they attacked from the other side. So Uttar was, when the news came that they came and they are stealing Drupad's wealth of cows. So then Uttar started to say that, I wish I had a chariot driver. Then I could teach these people a lesson. Is this Kaurava's lesson? So then Draupadi, so Shraidendri, told them that, you know, this Brihannala is a very expert chariot driver. He even once drove the chariot for Arjun. So everyone said, okay, then Brihannala can be the chariot driver. Let Uttar go and face the enemies. So Brihannala assumed the role of a chariot driver. But when they came to the enemies, then they found that Uttar saw that it was like an ocean of soldiers. Ocean. There was no end he could see. Like. And seeing that, he just jumped out of the chariot and he ran. So Arjun also ran after him, caught him, and said, look, come back. You drive the chariot and I will fight. And he gave a few instructions. Then have your foot planted on the floor. Don't move. Don't budge. Just control the horses. And I will fight, and you. But I am depending upon you. Because if you don't drive properly, if you start running away, then I'll be in trouble. I won't be able to fight. So then Arjun went and collected his weapons that they actually kept in a tree. They packed up all their all his weapons and kept it in a tree, high up on a tree. So he went and got the weapons. And then Arjun, when he faced them, the enemies, then he shot first two arrows. One fell at the feet of Bhishma and one fell at the feet of Drona. So from that, this is how we can see that even when his superiors came facing him as enemies, he's still showing respect. Like this, shooting arrows at their feet meant offering obeisances with arrows. And so from that, actually Bhishma got to realize that this must be Arjun, and especially when he fought. And Arjun alone defeated the entire army. With all their invincible generals. So this is one wonderful example of Shraddha. Even at a critical moment like that, he is not losing his Shraddha. He is rather showing his respect. Even if it is inappropriate for his superiors to come, in this way. Another one wonderful example is Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj, the battle is about to start. Bhagavad Gita has already been spoken by Krishna. Now Arjuna is ready to face the enemy. But the trouble started with Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj dropped his weapon and he got out of his chariot and he ran towards the enemies. So everyone was surprised. Some started to wonder what happened. And some thought maybe Yudhishthira Maharaj has become afraid seeing such powerful arrangement of army in the enemy side, that now he is afraid and he has come to surrender. But what did Yudhishthira Maharaj do? Yudhishthira Maharaj went to Bhishma and offered obeisances to him. Circumambulated his chariot and offered obeisances to him. And asked him to give permission to fight against him. Bhishma was very pleased. Bhishma said, Yudhishthira, if you didn't come and offer your respect to me, asking permission from me, then I would have cursed you. But now that you have come to me offering your respect, I want to give you a benediction. Ask for a boon. At that time, Yudhishthira Maharaj actually told him, please tell us, please tell me how we can kill you. How can you die? Because Bhishma is invincible. He is immortal practically. He is Ichchamrittu. He will die only, he would die. Bhishma said, okay, I will do it in due course of time. I'll let you know. And then he went to Dronacharya and he offered obeisances to Dronacharya, circumambulating his chariot. Dronacharya also was very pleased with him. He said, Yudhishthira, I'm very pleased with you that you have, even at a critical time like this, you did not fail to show respect to me. So I'll bless you because of this act of yours. I'll bless you that you will win the battle. So this is the reward that one receives by showing respect. And respect, Shraddha, pleases Krishna the most. What is Shraddha? Shraddha is actually indication of the softness of heart. Love of the heart becomes manifest in the form of Shraddha towards the superior. How do we show our love to our superiors? The way to show our love for the superiors is by showing our Shraddha, being respectful towards them. Love for superiors is through the Shraddha. And the love for the juniors from the superior comes in the form of Sneha. So Sneha comes down, Shraddha rises to the superiors, and Sneha comes down in the form of affection for the junior. Love towards the juniors are in the form of affection. That is how relationship takes place. Relationship is based on love. But that love takes different shapes. Like towards the superior, it's in the form of Shraddha. Towards the subordinates, in the form of Sneha. Among the equals, in the form of friendship. So, this is how we can see how Vedic culture is. Vedic culture enables us to cultivate these finer feelings of the heart. And that's why there is so much joy. Out of this exchange comes the joy. In a family, let's look at a family. When the members don't relate to each other, it's happening nowadays. First of all, there is no family. The most of the times, when the son gets married, he separates from the family. separates from the rest of the family. He wants to have his own setup. And then in many cases, very soon that setup also falls apart. He runs away from the family with his wife, and then he separates from his wife also. In the West especially, I don't know about India, but most of the families are broken. Most of the children are coming from broken homes. The single parents. Mother and father have separated. So this shows how the world is becoming so devoid of relationship. And because there is no love. Only exploitation. Material nature is a world of exploitation. In this world, if we more materialistic one becomes, the more exploitative he will become. Whereas spiritual world is just opposite. What is opposite to exploitation? Love, service. Spiritual world is full of love. So more spiritually inclined we become, more love will be there. And more love is there, more reciprocation, loving exchange will be there. Like in a proper family, this loving exchange is very, very apparent, very obvious, very visible. Now we have to consider that ISKCON is a family. And that loving exchange has to be there among the devotees. I feel very happy when I hear, when people come, people tell me that they came to Ujjain and they got such a nice treatment. Many people have told me. And I feel very happy to hear that. So please make it a point to have that. Offer your love to others, offer your respect in the form of your care and respect. And Prabhupada is pointing out, spiritual world means everything is spiritual, therefore everything deserves respect. Not that we will respect the deities, but not respect the temple. Not that we will respect the deities, but don't respect the articles of worship of the deity. Not that we respect the deities, but we will not respect the devotees of the deities. No. That is spiritual means everything is related to Krishna. Therefore, everything deserves our respect. Therefore, amanina manadena. Amanina manadena, desiring no respect for ourselves, we should be prepared to offer all respects to others. We should remember that we have come here to develop, to cultivate this spiritual love. Let's respect, affection, friendship. Among equals, friendship. For the superiors, respect. And for subordinates, sneha or affection. And for Krishna, prema, love. So that is the perfect society. That's the perfect family. That's the perfect spiritual platform. So that's why I'll just read this part. Again, in the temple, Lord Vishnu, his throne, his room, and all other things associated with the temple are transcendental. The three modes, Sattaguna, Rajaguna, and Tamaguna, have no entrance into the temple. Why? Because the temple is Visuddha Sattva. What is the meaning of Shuddha Sattva or Vishuddha Sattva? Meaning, no mixture of other modes. Only goodness and goodness and goodness. No mixture of Rajagun and Tamogun. So that mode of goodness, Sattaguna, Prabhupada is pointing out here that it is said, therefore, that to live in the forest is in the mode of goodness. The saintly people go to the forest to live in the mode of goodness. To live in the cities is in the mode of passion. To live in the city is in the mode of passion. And to live in a brothel, liquor shop or slaughterhouses is in the mode of ignorance. Like people drinking in the bar. Now there are so many bars, but these are the places for people in the mode of ignorance. But to live in a temple means to live in Vaikuntha Loka. Vaikuntha Loka means spiritual world in the mode of pure goodness. So make it a point to cultivate this attitude, create a pure atmosphere in the temple. Pure atmosphere means no more selfish motivations, only service. Selfish motivation means material. Selfish motivation leads us to exploit others. But spiritual world is a world of service. Always maintain that attitude. What can I do? Now that I am in the temple, what can I do for the temple? Now that I am with the devotees, what can I do for the devotees? In the material nature, everyone thinks that everybody else should serve me. Isn't it? Everybody should serve me. But in the spiritual world, I should serve everybody. That is the difference between material world and spiritual. How am I going to serve? Why should I serve? Because they all are parts and parcels of Krishna. They all are spiritual. So create a very nice atmosphere, become a very good example, and Krishna will be pleased with you, Srila Prabhupada will be pleased with you. Okay, thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande. Does anybody have any question?
You explained so wonderfully how devotees are also to be respected as much as the Lord. When we live closely, very closely with devotees, we, by respecting so closely, we tend to see some faults which may be there, and sometimes it may be imaginary on our part that we are imagining, or sometimes they may be genuinely present. So that may cause sometimes disrespect or, judgment or some kind of mental criticism like that. So how do we overcome this, especially when we are closely associated with?
Just try to see the greatness of the devotees. Try to appreciate the good qualities. When you come to close, as you are saying, you are seeing the person very closely. Now the person may have two things. Goodness, good qualities and defects. Some defects also may become visible. But don't pay any importance to the defects. Rather try to appreciate the good qualities. In this respect, there is an example given of two birds, swan and crow. Swan simply takes the good, and a crow sees the dirt. is very, you'll see the crows, especially when you go to a city like Calcutta. I used to notice in Calcutta the pigeons and sparrows, you know, they will go, like some people would give out grains, and the pigeons and sparrows will go there, but the crows will go to the dustbin. There is a garbage dump. The crows are there early in the morning. You see the two different types. So there are some people also there like that. Some people just look for the dirt. But some others, they look for the nectar. So our business as devotees is to look for the nectar. Yeah, right, Baba.
Example of Shraddha in critical times. Sometimes when the problem comes, we do it with Shraddha. Same with Prabhupada also, when you went to USA on Jalduta, he was alone and he got heart attack. But he did not lose his Shraddha. But it was increasing on Lord Krishna completely, but fully dependent on. But a living entity like me, when some problems come or something happens, I feel that I put my faith on material things, not on Krishna. So how to?
Yeah, that's why you have to practice. Sadhana bhakti means practicing. We are not perfect, but by practicing properly the process of Krishna consciousness, perfection will come. That's why it's important to be in the right association. Like, you will always find two types of people. Some people are always seeing the bright side, and some people are always seeing the dark side or critical. Some people are critical by nature, and some people are appreciative by nature. So we have to be careful not to associate with those who are critical by nature. Rather associate with those who are appreciative by nature. And we should also see that we don't become like this, like we don't become critical ourselves unnecessarily. Rather see the darker side, rather see the bright side. Everybody has so many bright sides. Like at least we can see, like in the association of devotees, we can at least consider that after all these people, no matter whatever they may be doing, but they are chanting Hare Krishna. So that is a good quality. So why don't you appreciate them for that? At least they're chanting Hare Krishna. Okay, Mehak from Indore, BSC. Dandavat Pranam Guru Maharaj. Yesterday in one of the purports of Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada was Prabhupada was saying about Jiva Tattva, Vishnu Tattva and Shakti Tattva. Kindly explain about Shakti Tattva. Now Shakti, Mehek, Shakti means energy. So Krishna is the energetic, and Krishna's energy is manifested in the form of Shakti. So this Shakti Tattva also has two Shaktis, two sides. Antaranga Shakti, Bahiranga Shakti. The Antaranga Shakti is the spiritual sky, and Bahiranga Shakti is the material nature. And in the spiritual world, the Shakti, also Antaranga Shakti, is classified in three different categories. Ladini Shakti, Sandini Shakti, Sambit Shakti. Sambin Sandini, Sambit Ladini. Sandini Shakti is the existence aspect. Sambit Shakti is the consciousness aspect. And Ladini Shakti is the joy aspect. So, this is how this is the Shakti Tattva has different features, different levels, you can say. So that is the Shakti Tattva. So they are dealing, what Prabhupada is saying, is three different considerations. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Vishnu Tattva. Living entities, Krishna's parts and parcels, they are the Jiva Tattvas. And Krishna's energy in the form of spiritual energy and material energy are Krishna's Shakti Tattva. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande. Okay, more questions? Bhaktin Carol from USA. What makes us listen to Krishna Katha? What makes us receptive to it? What makes us listen to Krishna Katha? Carol, sit with the devotees and hear them speak about Krishna. That makes us listen to Krishna Katha. What makes us receptive to it? Get absorbed in it and relish it. Like you will see when you hear about Krishna, what a hero Krishna is. In the material world, we see people are attracted to the heroes. They have their fantastic heroes, their imaginary heroes, like Spider-Man, Superman, Batman. And when they hear about them, they become all ears. Right? But compared to Krishna, they are just Batman. They're insignificant. Bat. How about that? When you hear about Krishna, so wonderful. One day there was a huge fire. They were tending the cows in a forest, and all of a sudden there was a fire from all eight sides, all four sides. And they were trapped in the middle of the fire. Can you imagine how they must have been feeling? Did you ever see a scene in Batman like that? They got trapped in a forest fire. And they naturally were worried. They naturally were in anxiety. They were naturally afraid. And what did they do? They cried out to Krishna. They cried out to Krishna, 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 save us, save us. If you are in the middle of a fire like that, what will you do? Won't you ask for help to save you? Now, who are you going to ask for the help to save you? Who is the best person? Fire brigade? The fire brigade may extinguish the fire in your house. But can the fire brigade extinguish the fire in the forest? No, no way. So the only person you can take shelter of at a time like that is Krishna. And then what did Krishna say? Okay, just close your eyes. They close their eyes and Krishna simply swallowed the fire. There was no fire. And as they opened their eyes, they found that their fire is gone and everything is green and the cows are perfectly situated. Now, did you become receptive to this story? Or this narration, not story, this narration? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes, what's your question?
Every day we hear different lectures and different opinions of devotees, senior, junior, equals, and we get confused what to do and what not to do, especially I. And constant stress goes within that what to do and what not to do. And many times I lose the shraddha. So lot of options. It becomes very difficult for me to choose the right direction.
That's the problem. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No matter what happens, don't lose Shraddha. Shraddha means respect. Respect is for superior or inferior? Respect is for superior. How do you decide who is superior? The decision for superior has few consideration. One is, and now that we are in a spiritual situation, the spiritual advancement of the devotee is one consideration. The position that one has is a consideration. Like those who are, temple presidents or superiors in departmental heads, they're superiors. Then the time of initiation is another consideration of superiority. Then age is one consideration of superiority. If someone is older than us, we have to be respectful towards that person. Then varnashram is another consideration of superiority. In the normal condition, in the regular society, the brahmanas are respected by kshatriyas, vaishyas, shudras. Kshatriyas and brahmanas are respected by the vaishyas. And vaishya, kshatriya and brahmans are respected by shudra. Then sannyasi, brahmachari, grihastha. So these are different considerations. So we should not think whom not to show respect, but we should think who are there deserving my respect. Ramola from Cape Town, Hare Krishna Maharaj, Pemho. How does one develop one's faith? Shraddha. So in order to develop faith or Shraddha, we have to recognize Krishna, greatness of Krishna. You see, Shraddha means respect. Respect is for greatness. Because seniors are greater, that's why we have respect. So we have to see the greatness in those personalities. Like for example, in order to recognize Krishna's greatness, we have to hear about Krishna. We have to read about Krishna. Then with the devotees, we have to see. We have to really appreciate their greatness. And this is how we will be able to develop Shraddha. It has to be genuine. It should not be artificial. Because if it is artificial, then it won't last for long. The genuine Shraddha will come due to the appreciation of genuine qualities. This is from Aditya Narayan Das from North Carolina. I am unable to understand what is the relationship between Shraddha and respect. You see, Shraddha literally means respect. The Sanskrit word Shraddha is what is termed as respect in English. Now of course, Shraddha has another connotation, that is faith. Shraddha shabde vishwas kahe, sudriro nishchay, Krishna bhakti koile sarva karmakrita hai. This is also respect. Because you have respect for Krishna, you have this feeling that if you serve Krishna, then everything will be achieved. Because Krishna will take care of you. When you have respect for somebody, you have the faith that he is going to take care of you. That shraddha leads to surrender, and surrender automatically deserves that care. So this is the link between shraddha and respect, if you want to consider it according to English and Sanskrit terminology. In simple words, as you said, what is the relationship between shraddha and respect? The answer is, shraddha means respect. In English word for shraddha, if you look at the dictionary, you will see shraddha means respect, honor, etc. But this turns into faith. Faith is not exactly shraddha in that sense. The faith is the outcome of shraddha. When shraddha is there for Krishna, then the outcome of that faith, outcome of that shraddha comes out in the form of faith that if I serve Krishna, everything will be achieved. Okay, Radharani. Well, I'll just, make a little explanation, clarification here, that it is not that the soul doesn't feel pain, but the soul doesn't feel what we experience as physical pain. Right? The soul doesn't have a headache. Soul doesn't have, but the soul feels something that is akin to heartache. Right? Like for example, when the soul is separated from Krishna, there is a feeling of pain. But that is not material pain. Like the closest we can think of is something like when you feel the kind of pain due to separation from somebody. It's not physical, but it's emotional. Right? So that is the kind of, experience that soul goes through due to being separation from Krishna. And to go back to the point, like, you see, materially we should not feel hurt for whatever happens. That's what probably I'm trying to imply. That, okay, they're doing it, let them do it. At the most, we can consider, it's my karma. I may have done something to them in the past that they're behaving with me in this way. So then what happens? Then you don't feel that kind of pain and you can maintain a kind of favorable attitude towards them. So another question. This is from Mauritius. Vishwanath Das. How to maintain faith if it dwindles in due course of time? By repairing it. If you don't want to lose it, the question is how to maintain faith if it dwindles in due course of time. That's what I briefly address, that sometimes familiarity breeds contempt. Because of familiarity, because of closeness, we fail to develop our respectful attitude towards that person. But that should not be. Like, as also in answer to Krishnachand's question, I mentioned that when you come close to somebody, then we have the option to see him through his defects and through his qualities. So we should not dwell too much on the defects. Rather, we should try to appreciate his qualities. That is how we'll be able to maintain our faith. And another way to maintain your faith is, just consider, if you lose your faith, then what will you gain? Will you gain something by losing your Shraddha or by losing your faith? No. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yeah?
Guru's friendship should be also according to age.
Well, sometimes you'll find that you can have a very good friendship with a very old person. Like Priyavrata is everyone's friend. So, it's a matter of relationship. But you know, that's true. Friendship should be according to age. Same age, we should have same friendly attitude. But then again, if the same person, a person of your same age, has a very big position, then you have to have respect for him. Yes.
So Maharaj, you told us that the temple of Vishnu is like Vaikunth Lok. Then why sometimes in my mind offending thoughts come?
That's your problem. Now the temple doesn't stop being Vaikuntha. But even if you go to Vaikuntha and maintain your offensive attitude, then will you be in Vaikuntha? No. So that's the same thing with temple. If we go with a proper attitude, we will see that the temple is Vaikuntha. But if we go to the temple thinking that these people are, you know, oh, this is a murti from carved out of some stone, and these people, they are wearing saffron, but they are not actually sadhus. Like if you feel that way, then you won't be in Vaikuntha. So it is all depending upon how our attitude is. This is not deity, this is not murti, this is Krishna. These devotees are Krishna's people. They are serving Krishna, and Krishna is very pleased with them. So this is how we have to develop the right attitude. Okay, thank you very much. Last question.
How to deal with the pupil who attack our Shraddha?
How to?
Deal with the pupil who attack our Shraddha.
Take our Shraddha means?
Who attack our
Shraddha. Avoid them. Maintain a distance.